Kids Pick 'Em. Your kids pick the winners of the weekend's NFL games. Sign up your child at annaandraven.com. And we have a father-son team today.
This is Jared and
Caleb.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good.
You ready for a big weekend of the games?
Yeah.
Yeah. Caleb, how old are you?
I'm 8.
Do you watch a lot of football with your dad?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, I ended up coming up in third for our league pool, but this is the weekend that I want to actually make some money.
Okay.
So no pressure on your picks, but I'm going to put my mortgage money on everything that you say.
That's not true, and I don't want you to feel unnecessary pressure. I want you just to make your picks as you normally would. Sound good?
Yeah.
I'm hanging by the edge, guys. I mean, seriously, I need this money.
Caleb, who's going to win, Cleveland Browns or Houston Texans?
The Cleveland Browns, because Joe Flacco has been doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The Houston Texans, they're not like the best team to be in the league. They're okay.
This is the classic story, Anna, of the old versus young. Okay, so what we have here is Joe Flacco, a guy who was dead and buried, who, by the way, I think is still only like 34 or whatever, but he looks to be 70,000 years old.
Hmm.
When this guy won the Super Bowl for Baltimore, they didn't even love him all that much in Baltimore after. Like, he's just not been a popular guy, caught on with the Jets for a minute that got blown out. Brought him back after their guy got hurt, and look at them. They're winning games. 5 out of 6, the Browns are in the playoffs. People are fired up about this. But C.J. Stroud, he's the rookie on the other side for the Texans, and I tell you what, that quarterback is magic.
Caleb, how old did you say you were?
8.
8. What do you think is old? Because Raven said 34 is old. How old do you think is
old? Golden football.
I feel like Aaron Rodgers is that old.
Yeah, that's pretty old. Yeah, it's 40 years old. Pretty old in football. Looks like Joe Flacco is 38, so he's not ancient, but, you know.
All right, Miami Dolphins or Kansas City Chiefs? Who's going to win, Caleb?
The Dolphins.
Wow!
And bold.
It's a bold statement. Why do you think?
Because the Chiefs don't have that much good passing options.
Mm.
Patrick Mahomes doesn't have that much good coverage of the ball.
Wow.
When he gets sacked.
Okay.
Bonus question. Do you think that Taylor Swift showing up makes any difference? Yes or no?
No.
No.
There's some people that do. That's for sure.
All right. Los Angeles Rams or Detroit Lions?
This is a big one here. Quarterback versus quarterback. They did the swap years ago. Who comes out on top?
The Lions.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, buddy. Let's go Detroit.
And why?
Well, the Lions, they are doing pretty good, and they learned a lot from last season, so they should continue that good learning streak and go on and win.
Right, and the Rams, you know, Kelly Stafford, Matt Stafford's wife, she'll probably give away the playbook in her podcast.
All right. Okay, one last game, and then we'll let you get off, Caleb, and go to school. Philadelphia Eagles, Tampa Bay Bucks.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh.
And why is that?
Because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers don't have Tom Brady anymore.
Oh, come on. They got Baker.
The Eagles won the Super Bowl last year. That means they're pretty good. The Eagles should win.
Caleb, sounds like you spent a lot of time talking football with your dad. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I don't love your last pick here, bud, but I think that you've got a pretty good handle on these games. We'll have to see what happens any given Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's wild card weekend, Anna.
Thank you so much, Caleb. We appreciate you taking the time today.
Thank you.